This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As we get ready to enter into a new year, I want to thank all of you for being my friends, for doing your part to help spread the word about what we do here, understanding that there is no selfishness involved here, that this is about something that is so much larger than us, I can't even describe it. Every time I get on this radio and I think about I'm doing this or, you know, I'm doing this show or whatever, I can promise you, as God is my witness, I don't think about it as, whoo-hoo-hoo, look at you, Kevin, you're getting a reputation. What, I couldn't care less. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You are important. What you do is important. The microcosm, the ecosystem around you is important. How you influence that is important. And that radiating is what is the butterfly effect. Everybody listening to this program, you have so much power. And I just want you to explore it. You have the power of what's inside of an irradiated electron, a radiated atom. I mean, you have amazing power. And it just needs to be unleashed. And I hope that something I say helps you to find that. If you ever sit there and you wonder, are you making an impact? Are you making a difference? I promise you, you are. The little bit that you may do for this show, telling a friend, whatever, the occasional donation, the occasional support of a project, whatever. I promise you, folks, what you may think is my little piece, if 10, 20,000 people do it, it is collectively large. And I don't want to go all creefo dollar on you, but it is a religion of sorts. Judeo-Christian conservative. We stand for something. I talked in the previous hour about a young lady from San Francisco who's having a catharsis. She's finally coming to the conclusion of what leftism does to you. I call it whatever you want, leftism, rightism, I don't really care. We are about truth. I know that's what we're about. And I'm glad to call you friends. Many of you I've met, we've had dinner, we've sat around and talked. We've been to events together, whatever. I've been to your homes. We've smoked cigars with my Florida gang. I mean, you name it. We've skied. We've had drinks. And I'm so happy to know you and to get to know more of you in 2022. And I think it's going to be an amazing year for us in more ways than anybody can even imagine. And I'm not willing it for myself. I'm smart enough to know I have no control over what's going to happen, but I will keep doing God's work. Anyway, I was perusing a story about China's lockdown. And on the right, there were various other stories around it, but a couple caught my eye. And one is James Franco admitted it was hurtful when Seth Rogen said he had no plans to work with him in the future, after his sexual misconduct accusations came to light. And I mentioned in the previous hour, you guys have heard me say on the show, leftists don't have friends. See, let me tell you why. I've met people, we've met one time, and we know we're friends. Lifelong friends. Already. You want to know how we know? Because we're equally yoked. We know that our reputations matter. We know that there's much to learn about each other. Some of it's going to be good and some of it maybe not so good. But you know what we also know? We won't throw each other to the wolves. I mentioned Harvey Weinstein. If Harvey Weinstein were a conservative, he'd still be operating in Hollywood. Not the way he was as a leftist. He would have been confronted by his friends, his brothers, you know, his male spiritual group. Somebody would have gotten to him and said, hey, man, this is not going to work, Harv. No woman that is a true conservative woman would have condoned his actions. No woman who is a truly conservative woman would have said, Harvey, it's okay, I'm going to look the other way as long as I get what I want. And Harvey would have had to self-correct. And if he didn't, he wouldn't have been abandoned. People would have said, Harvey, we warned you. Now you're going to have to get help. Now, you know, Harvey's a man out on a limb. Do you want to look at Epstein? All these lefties that helped him? Where's he? Dead. Deader than disco. Where's Ghislaine Maxwell? What's her story? You think she's got the same cadre of girlfriends who wanted to hang around her before? So here we have James Franco being abandoned by his good buddy Seth Rogen. These guys have made films together. They've hung out together. They've done all kinds of things together. And by the way, Seth Rogen's no different. He wants to make himself out. Oh, I'm going to stay away from him. I can't have anything to do with him. Why? Because Seth has his skeletons in his closet that he doesn't want to come to light. So a candid conversation with Franco says, doesn't want Seth or my brother or anyone to have to answer for him anymore. Well, you know what? All those people knew what this guy was doing, what Franco was doing, and they didn't say a word. Speaking on the SiriusXM Jess Cagle podcast, James said he absolutely loves Seth, who he worked with on films such as Pineapple Express, This Is the End, and The Interview. He admitted, James Franco, he slept with students at his acting school and, quote, cheated on everyone he dated during a 20-year battle with sex addiction. The actor, 43, speaking for the first time since being accused of sexual misconduct by five women, four of his ex-students, and one who said he was her mentor in January of 2018. One claimed that Franco removed, I'm not going to go into the gory details, but they said he intimidated students at his now defunct Studio 4 acting school into gratuitous and exploitative sexual situations. He initially denied all the allegations but settled for $2.2 million in July with two women who sued him. The actor said he thought sleeping with students was cool because it was consensual, but he admitted he was completely blind to the power dynamics, but also completely blind to people's feelings. I'm going to go quickly into another story because I want to make my point. Sarah Bernhardt and Madonna had been the most iconic celebrity friendship of the 80s and 90s before they mysteriously fell out in 1992. And while the exact reason for their behind the demise of their friendships has never been revealed, Sandra shed some light on the situation during an interview. And so she goes on to explain she wanted to be in part that the friendship was a big deal to her with Madonna. I'm really your friend. I'm not somebody just passing through. And she says, and I guess for a while we had a real friendship, but it's hard for somebody like her. She doesn't really want somebody around who reflects too much of who she is. Bingo. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Left off last segment talking about these leftist so-called friends. They don't have any. That's why I'm so appreciative of you. You should be appreciative of me. You know why? Because we accept ourselves. We know that we are flawed, undeserving of the grace of God, undeserving of many things that we get. But we are people who so search for the truth. And we'll get there. We're worthy. And yeah, you're going to do bad things, but you're not bad people. You'll occasionally do bad things. You'll hurt some people. We've done it. We've all done it. But we feel remorse. We feel badly. And you know what? Some of the people that you hurt remain close to you. You know why? Because they've been through thick and thin. You've been hurt together. You grow. You overcome. We're flawed human beings. Let's just face that. And see, I think when we understand that and we can convey that to the left, they finally go, oh my gosh, these people are accepting. They do understand. That it would be a completely different thing if they knew how we were. Sandra Bernhardt said of Madonna, and I guess for a while we had a real friendship, but it's hard for somebody like her. She really doesn't want someone around who reflects too much of who she is. The comedian then added cryptically, therefore, her relationships just don't last. What they're saying is, once Madonna sees in this other leftist who she is, you know, promiscuity, lying, cheating, do as I say, not as I do. She goes, whoa, you're too much like me. I don't want you around me. I need better people around me. So she doesn't have friends. But she can't have friends because the people that want to be around her want her for her celebrity. You want to know the biggest issue with celebrities? I got enough celebrity friends for five lifetimes. You know why most of them, I'm friends with them? I don't care about their celebrity. I couldn't care. It's great. You can sing. You can run a football. You can bounce a ball. You can throw a ball. Congratulations. I'm your friend because I think you're a cool cat. Not because of who you are. And by the way, most of these guys are well past their careers. Some of them I knew while they were in their careers, but most of them are well past their careers. And some of them are still big names. You go places with them in their field, they're revered. But to me, they're just who they are. And that's why we're friends. I'm not making a big deal about you. Are you making a big deal about me? No, we look at each other, we tolerate each other, because we there's a love and an understanding of who we are as human beings. And here's the thing, you get close to people, the closer you get, the more people let you in, the more, I promise you, they will become your friend. This is why leftists will never have friends. They will not let you in. They cannot let you see that dark, evil, black soul they possess. And James Franco and many of these other ones, that's the reason why they struggle with it. I talked about Franco in the previous segment. I'm going to move on. LA Lakers forward LeBron James posted a meme to Instagram that appeared to suggest that the Wu flu is identical to both the flu and the common cold. The Evening Post included a picture of three nearly identical Spider-Man superheroes. But the main differentiation between them being the sickness written above their head. One was labeled COVID, the other was cold, the other was flu. And they're all pointing at one another, suggesting that the other Spider-Man superheroes are imposters. James included with the meme a caption that read, "Help me out, folks." Well, you know what James is doing? James is getting a wake-up call to what Kevin Jackson has been saying for quite some time, that the Wu flu is a more virulent version of the regular flu, but not much. And the spinoffs, the little babies, the variants, whatever you want to call them, are nothing more than the flu settling in and becoming things like the common cold or a little bit of a cough or whatever. That's it. And yet, we remain in lockdown. And you know what LeBron James is going? Man, we can't even have a real basketball team. Every time we turn around, somebody got this flu and we can't play. It's impacting him. And that's a problem. See, when things start to impact lefties, then they wake up and go, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't think that was going to be about me. Yep, it's about you. Now it's about you. Shortened season. Oh, we got to have backup basketballers because these guys might get the flu. And oh, season could be canceled. Games could be canceled. No more fans and all this. He's like, wait a minute. What happened? Oh, this isn't what I'm used to. Yeah. Remember, folks, when I said to lefties, and there's a few that listen to the program, they've mostly been converted because you can't listen to this program more than two times without saying, Brecker, man, make a sense. Yeah. So I do make sense. And trust me, the ideas are vetted. If you want to come on and debate me, I should go ahead and give out the PSA. I'm happy to do it. The smarter you think you are, the better. Arrange it. My producers will get you on the show. I will debate you. If you're a naysayer about any of the topics, including the vax or any of the stuff, anything that I profess and say, look, I'm not taking that shot. Happy to do it. Anyway, so now LeBron James is questioning Wu flu. I went to do a photo deal. We're doing a video for a politician running for a big seat, and went to a factory. And the factory guy was like, he wanted people mask up. And I'm not wearing a mask. And no, it wasn't required. It's no longer required in Arizona. And I said, I'm not wearing a mask. And he's in this discussion, and he's talking about, you know, the vax versus the unvax. And the and I go, I get why. If you guys want to wear a mask, you're making product. You're making, you know, cookies and things like that, desserts. I get that. I wouldn't want people spitting in my food or whatever. But as far as safety from Wu flu, it's ridiculous. And so we get into the vax. And he says, well, I just don't understand why you people don't want to vax. And I go, what business is it of yours? I literally asked this plant manager, what business is it of yours whether I'm vaxxed or, well, you could be bringing some. I go, really? So your rationale is I might be sick. So because I might be sick, I should get a vaccination so you can feel better about me. Really? Well, I tell you what, I might be white. Would that make you feel better about me too? I might be less confrontational. Would that make you feel better about me? See, my job is not to make you feel better about me. Your job is you take care of you. You and I'm talking to this clown in front of the person that is trying to run for this office, and I'm going, because I'm mad now. I'm not really, you know, like I want to kick his butt mad, but I'm like, so let's just get this straight. You know, we come into this place to do something that you've allowed us to do. You want us vaxxed, but you've gotten your vax. You should feel comfortable about your ecosystem, right? What? You got vaxxed. You're wearing a mask. Are you comfortable? I'm not vaxxed. I'm not wearing a mask. If you were to remove your mask, I would still be comfortable. Back to LeBron. He's getting re-woke. He's having to question now, what's the deal? Why? Because it's personal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
New laws take effect across the country on Saturday, the first day of 2022. Those new laws range from minimum wage increases to animal protection. Police accountability, along with cutting and increasing taxes, are also in the mix. In New Hampshire, new abortion restrictions will be in place. You're listening to USA Radio News. A phone call between President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin can be summed up with this phrase: you've been warned.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judges of a Michigan university's sassy annual banished word list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans: your wait what joke is lame. The phrase topped Lake Superior State University's lighthearted list of 10 winners, chosen from among more than 1,200 submissions of overused, misused, and generally groan-inducing words or phrases. The second place slot went to no worries. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar slammed LeBron James for the Wu-Flu meme that he posted, where he essentially says, "What's the difference between Wu-Flu, the flu, and the common cold?" Welcome back, everybody. It's funny, these has-beens. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retired from basketball, a legend, and he was broke. Broke. And now he's a pitch man for anything. The guy will say anything that will get him a paycheck. Let me tell you, if I was that way, I'm not on this show, I would be filthy rich. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm rich in so many other ways, and I will tell you, I'm not going to die a poor man. The Flick Fest is about to take off in ways you guys have, you're not going to believe. And I'm just telling you, I'm investing in things that I believe are going to do this country good, are going to live on in posterity, and are going to leave a lasting legacy, which is essentially what I said a second ago, just in a different way. But I mean something that's going to make an impact. And I'm happy that there are people that are willing to come along with me for the ride. Because, see, I can't do it by myself, and I don't profess to, but I got it started. I started the first viable social media site to counter Facebook and Twitter and all that, and nobody came. Well, 300,000 people came along, but not enough. I tried it, put a lot of money into it. I was pretty naive at the time because I just thought it was going to happen. But I'm not resting on my laurels anymore. The Flick Fest is going to happen. We're going to drive Hollywood, not out of business, but we're going to provide an alternative, a viable alternative. And it's going to be amazing. And there may be some friends of mine that are part of it. Well, in fact, I know there will be. But anyway, just putting the word out there. So anyway, let's get back to something else I want to talk about. Democrats and other leftists, they're going to milk this Wu-Flu stuff, Omicron specifically, until the cow bleeds. But the world knows the truth, and LeBron James is revealing that truth. It's coming to him. So people got to push back. How dare he say this? Basketball players who are struggling in their careers now can't play anymore. By the way, we have a video. We only have the audio of it. This guy talks about, he's from Colombia or something. He talks about the nanoparticles in this thing. It is shocking. You've got to see this video. We'll repost it. There are routers inside of this vaccine that gives your data to things as you walk by. People will think it's a conspiracy theory stuff. Folks, let me tell you, when I got my electrical engineering degree, I was going to go into the exact technology we're talking about, bioengineering, nanotechnology, how to heal the body with nanoparticles, etc. With that and the scientific breakthroughs that have occurred, I was going to do this 30 years ago. Can you imagine what the tech is today? It's astounding. And this guy shows it. He's showing you pieces of this. It's utterly ridiculous. But anyway, Omicron Xi, I call it, is about as deadly as naval lint. And the guy who supposedly was the first person to die of Omicron, I call it Omicron, is a Houston resident, and he didn't even die of the disease. In his death by other means, the hospital tested to get that extra paycheck that comes from diagnosing somebody with Wu flu. By the way, I don't know if you know this. Melissa told me this. If you die from Wu flu, you can petition the government for just over $9,000 to pay for burial costs. If you die from Wu flu, nothing else. Do you think people are ringing that bell? In other words, if you get your loved one declared dead from Wu flu, you can try to go get up to, it's like, let's call it $9,500. I don't think it's more than that. But you can go try to get up to $9,500. So what do you think people are going to do? They get the word. Well, will you declare him dead from Wu flu? Thank you. I'll go get my check. So they've stacked the deck against us. Anyway, the media is not even correcting the story about this guy from Houston dying from something. It would be like he got killed with an axe to the head, but he tested for Wu flu, so they caught it. They called it that. And they said he was the first death of Omicron, implying that the disease is killing people. The disease is not killing as many people as the common cold. So they want to continue with these scare tactics of we're all going to die from the Wu flu. But in the face of overwhelming evidence, they don't want you to know that the Omicron Z packs less of a punch than the common cold. So Fauci continued his lies. We've got to be careful we don't get complacent about battling Omicron, even if data from other countries might show a lesser degree of severity. It might still lead to hospitalizations. I would play the clip. Do we have to? Yeah, let's play the clip. Here's Fauci talking about this.
So in terms of Omicron, we know how wildly contagious it is. But what is your sense about what do we really know about how sick people are getting from this? As you know, there was data out of South Africa that suggested that it was less than 2% of those that were infected were hospitalized. That compared with about 20% that had been hospitalized under the Delta wave. That, by the way, is a country that doesn't have, anywhere near the kind of vaccination level that we have. And we saw some indications out of England too that it seemed to be less severe. What is you are you comfortable now in saying that Omicron is wildly contagious but not as severe a disease?
Well, there's one thing that's for sure that we all agree upon, that it is extraordinarily contagious. It's just outstripped even the most contagious of the previous ones, including Delta. There's no argument on anybody's part about that. When we first saw the data from the UK, that it was very clear that the ratio of hospitalizations to cases was lower. Interestingly, the duration of hospital stay was lower. The need for oxygen was lower. And when you're in a demographic situation like South Africa, where you have most of the people have gotten infected with prior variants, either the Delta or the Beta, that it was very likely a combination of perhaps the virus is inherently less virulent, or more likely there's an underlying degree of residual protection from prior infections of those who've been infected and survived.
So what Fauci unwittingly says there, by the way, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is he says, well, they had a lot of people who've already caught the disease, so Omicron could be less deadly because these people have natural immunity. That's what he's telling you. And he didn't. Oh my gosh, it drives me crazy because It's so obvious. We'll finish, let him finish the rest of the statement.
The data from the UK and particularly Scotland and England, two separate studies, really confirm that. They're seeing less of a severity in the form of manifestations by hospitalizations. The issue that we don't want to get complacent about, John, is that when you have such a high volume of new infections, it might override a real diminution in severity, so that if you have many, many, many more people with a less level of severity, that might kind of neutralize the positive effect of having less severity when you have so many more people. And we're particularly worried about those who are in that unvaccinated class, that, you know, tens and tens of millions of Americans who are eligible for vaccination who've not been vaccinated. Those are the most vulnerable ones when you have a virus that is extraordinarily effective in getting to people and infecting them the way Omicron is. So
I just cut it off there. Manifestations by hospitalizations. You know what that is? Fauci speak, for fewer people are getting hospitalized. Did you listen to the way he talks? Less of a severity in the form of manifestations by hospitalizations, high volume of new infections, it might override a real diminution in severity, less level of severity, neutralize the positive effect of having less severity. This is Fauci speak. He's saying that the people are going to catch this. They're catching it like the common cold, but sadly, it's not going to kill you. But hey, by the way, don't forget to get vaxxed. Don't forget to get vaxxed. We can't let you forget that, because if I let you forget that, you'll understand that this is a ruse. Laughably, after all the evidence that is presented that shows that Omicron is less deadly than the common cold, Fauci will still not let up. If so many people get it, and based on the volume of numbers, we could still flood the hospitals. Or not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-20.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Train is derailed for Joe Biden in every aspect, and specifically around Wu Flu and Omicron and whatever the next variant is going to be. Every time Fauci gets on TV, you know what people do? La, 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 la. It's all they hear from Fauci. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You remember that magic 8-ball when you were a kid? You shook it, and then there was a little mirror there, and the little die would come up, and it would tell you the answer to whatever the question was. I used to love that thing when my friends, I didn't have one myself, but I had friends that had one, and I would just, I couldn't wait to go to their house, because I'd go, ooh, I'm going to marry Christie Brinkley, you know, chances point to yes. Oh, Billy Joel beat me to it. But they're divorced, and who knows? Well, I got Melissa now, so what can I say? She'll kill me! Anyway, the answer always made me feel good, and it was as if the 8-ball knew me. Well, for those of you
who want to get tested for the Wu flu, I want you to consider me your magic 8-ball. But instead of visiting Walgreens or wherever you're going to go to get this test, which, by the way, Bonnie sent me a note that said, be sure to read the packaging on the Abbott test because it has a deadly chemical in it. Read the caution. But whatever the test is, why don't you just do this? Just donate $20 on my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and I will give you your test results for the Wu flu and any variant that you want. Think of it this way. I'll give you a test that covers all of the potential variants, alpha, beta, delta, lambda, mu, and omicron chi. I will give you, for $20, this is a bargain. Yeah, so take this latest version, omicron chi, the transformer version is what I call it. This one fascinates me because although I have no medical credentials, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a virologist, I'm not an epidemiologist, I have said and I contend and I stand by the notion that Omicron is little more than a cold. Yet, Joe Biden implemented the very racist policy of restricting multiple African countries from coming over to America based on this latest version of the virus, which is nothing more than a cold. That's right. And then, in his latest flip-flop, he rescinded that idiotic order. It's effective January the 1st, and Africans of certain countries are going to be allowed back into the United States. Now, here's the thing you should be asking yourself. Why the change? Well, despite Fauci the fraud's dire warnings, Omicron the Autobot variant is less dangerous than the common cold. And in fact, in their zeal to further the narrative of how dangerous Omicron is, the media reported that America had its first of many deaths from Omicron, which I covered in the last segment. And I told you, the guy that they said died from Omicron didn't die from Omicron. The Blaze looked into it. Now multiple media outlets have looked into it. The guy died from, I don't know what he died from, but it could have been a bullet to the head. But what they did is they tested him after the fact, and it turned out he had a cold. An unvaccinated man. Here's a story. In Houston is the first known death in the U.S. from the Omicron variant of COVID-19, Texas health officials said on Monday. I want you to hear the story because I want you to hear how they're selling it. The man was in his 50s. And had tested positive for the Omicron variant before his death, official in Harris County said. Along with being unvaccinated, he had pre-existing conditions and had a previous case of COVID-19. Our thoughts and prayers are with the patient's family, and we extend our deepest sympathies, Barbie Robinson, HCPH executive director, said in a press release. Robinson emphasized the need for vaccination to prevent serious illness and death. This is the way this story was sold. And here's the rest of it. This is a reminder of the severity of COVID-19 and its variants, she said. We urge all residents who qualify to get vaccinated and get their booster shot if they have not already. Death, people. It could happen to you, especially if you're not vaccinated and you get hit by a car, or you get shot by a bullet, or you get gored by a bull, or you drown, or you get struck by lightning. You never know where Omicron's going to get you. I don't know how this guy died. I said it earlier. I said it again. But here's what I do know. It was not from the Wu flu or any of the variants. The man died from something totally unrelated, but was tested and found to have Omicron. Now, here's a story from The Blaze. Importantly,
Harris County public health officials did not say the man died from the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Rather, the man died after testing positive for the Omicron variant, meaning he died with it. In fact, Martha Marquez, a spokesperson for the Harris County Public Health Department, confirmed that health officials are not saying the man died from the Omicron variant. Simply, they reported the death of a man who was Omicron positive when he passed away. Now, I'm going to ask you, you think that's a little bit of misinformation? You think that's a little bit of, you know, I don't want to tell him exactly how this happened because... Well, it's a bit of splitting hairs if you ask me. And the government has gotten very proficient at acting as if the sky is going to fall over Wu Flu or any of its variants. You go through, you look at these variants, and the one that they fixated on was Delta. There was Alpha, Beta, then Delta. And the reason they fixated on Delta is because the other ones weren't killing anybody. But I dare you, and I made this dare before, I dare you to go look and find out how many people have died from the Delta variant. How many people have died from regular Wu Flu right now? And don't even get me started on how many legitimately died from the disease and not like this dude from Houston who died with it. Not from it. So let's go back to testing, because why bother testing for Wu Flu when somebody dies of something completely unrelated? Money. Ka-ching for the hospitals. Ka-ching for the family who gets their funeral paid, etc. We just found out about this. So if you get a hankering, folks, to buy a test kit, contact me. Donate $20 and I will present your findings in a very clever way. You ready? Here's how I would say it. Well, you may or you may not have the Wu Flu or one of its variants. My test, while highly accurate, might also provide false positives much of the time. And honestly, you are probably not sick or contagious. So before you take my test, I want to warn you that you may very well not be sick. That said, let's just pretend for a second you're positive so you can self-imprison for what has now been gone down from 14 days to 5 days. So there's some good news on the quarantine. So you self-imprison now for 5 days for the greater good, even though you may be asymptomatic. But still, please don't forget to keep on that worthless mask as a precaution in case you come into contact with others, because they will likely feel better seeing that you're wearing that mask, and we really want people to be safe around you. I repeat, although you are likely not contagious, we simply can't be too careful. And by the way, even if you've gotten the vaccine, I still recommend you stay away from people and family functions like, well, the now past Christmas and the new year coming up. We can't be too careful. Let's err on the side of public health and safety. Thank you for your $20. Remember, don't forget to get that booster, since we now know that the two-shot regimen won't actually stop the Wu Flu.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.